96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what.
Everybody wants to be a success and happy with it. You can't find anyone who will disagree with that. But what does success look like for you? How do you define it? And how do you get there from here? Well, tonight we're previewing Steve Harvey's Act Like a Success Conference. The D.C. leg of the national tour will be held at the Renaissance Hotel on I Street tomorrow. Now, joining me to talk about it are Doreen Rainey, Radical Success Coach and Operations VP with the Act Like a Success Conference, and Patrice Washington, financial expert, money maven, and freestyle rapper. You should have just heard her just right before we went on.
That was our secret.
No, there's no secrets in this room. We are going to tell it all. We are going to tell it all. You want to give them a little taste of...
If they come out tomorrow, I might drop a little something.
You might be able to drop She's from L.A. You know, we got that East Coast, West Coast thing going on here. Tonight, these women have come in to talk about this conference and talk about what success is. Both of them are part of the tour. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. So, Patrice, thank you so much for coming in. Doreen, also thank you so much for coming in. Doreen, since Patrice and I have already had this mini conference, I'm going to start with you.
Yes.
How do you define success?
Well, what's interesting about that question is that success actually is self-defined. So many times people will look to culture, to media, family, influencers, experiences, and they'll try to tell you what success is. But each of us have to be willing to look at our talents, our gifts, and what we see for ourselves and the impact we can have and why we were created and be able to define what success looks like for us.
Mm-hmm. How do you define it?
So for me, I define success as doing what I love and being able to experience freedom inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what success means for me. And I've worked very hard to create that in my life, through my work, through my relationships, and through my just being.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I define success.
You are listed as a radical success coach on the website. What is a radical success coach?
Well, you know, when people hear the word radical, they automatically think, do I have to jump out of a plane? Do I have to do something extreme? And the truth is, if you want to get radical, mm-hmm. then not only do you have to define success for yourself, but you've got to have the guts and the courage to go after it. Because many of us can have a vision board, we can write down our goals, we can set New Year's resolutions, and we can get excited about it. But then comes the moment when we have to make real choices that are outside of our comfort zone, that scare us, that may challenge current relationships, that may have some sacrifice or some fears involved. That's when you really can understand whether you're going to go after success or not. You have to have the guts to do it.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Steve Harvey Act Like a Success Conference. It's coming to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. And I have a couple of ladies in here who are sharing what we will see tomorrow, a bit of a preview. Patrice, you call yourself a financial expert, money maven. How do you stand out as a successful money maven and financial expert compared to all of the other hundreds of thousands of folks who do the same thing?
That's a great question. I love that.
Thank you.
And I always tell people I'm not the money maven because of a textbook.
I am the money maven truly because of my own testimony. And so I got started in real estate at 19 years old, got my salesperson's license as a sophomore in college, became a real estate and mortgage broker at 21 during my senior year in college, and built a seven-figure business by 25. And that business was built on me going out and teaching all around Metro Los Angeles, your favorite place now, I hear. All around Metro Los Angeles, people how to budget and deal with their credit and all of these personal finance habits and ways of being that truly the people who were twice my age didn't understand yet. But then when the market crashed, so did I. Even in the midst of learning all of this stuff, there were still some fundamental things that I just did not master. I thought that having a degree and getting the certifications and having the license would be enough. I'm supposed to be able to ride this thing out, right? That's not what happened. And so in 2009, when I found myself literally going from that seven-figure business to scraping up change, I had to make some internal shifts. And so to become the money maven, people say, I tell them all the time, I slept on my brother's couch for 3 months in Atlanta at the height of all this. And now I sit on the Steve Harvey Show talking to Steve on his couch next to him. And people go, well, what happened in the middle? Mm-hmm. And I say, the truth is, even though I'm a financial expert, which other people have dubbed me, right? It has never been for me about chasing credit reports and pretty budgets. It has definitely been this journey from 2009 to present day, an internal job. And what I get to share at Act Like a Success is what I call my six pillars of wealth. And it's a whole concept about redefining what wealth looks like. So similar to Doreen with the success piece, I also believe that, first of all, you have to define it for yourself, because For some people, maybe you just want to make $50,000 a year and you can handle your responsibilities and the things you want to reward yourself with ease and grace. Other people, that's $300,000 or $1 million. You have to define that for you. But beyond that, wealth was never just about money and material possessions. And when you look at the definition, the 12th century definition, wealth was about well-being, the condition of well-being. That has nothing to do with cars. It has nothing to do with houses. It has nothing to do with your gross income. It is well-being and who you are. So from 2009 to present day, I have focused on other areas outside of money. And what I love about Act Like a Success and Steve and Doreen is they allow me to come in and share the truth behind what I've done. I don't want to talk about budgets anymore, Harold, because we've heard that already. I don't want to tell you who the three credit bureaus are. Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Has your life been changed? Mm-hmm. Probably not, because that's not enough. And so what I'll be sharing tomorrow are my six pillars of wealth. And they're good.
I can only imagine. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about Steve Harvey's Act Like a Success Conference. It's going to be at the Renaissance Hotel on I Street. That's tomorrow. It starts in the morning. You need to go online if you want to register. I suspect that there will be a lot of folks lining up to participate. What's the website, Doreen?
They can go to actlikeasuccess.com, and all the information and links are there for them to get the data.
For those who attend tomorrow, how is this going to be different from, you know, Tony Robbins, Joel Osteen, or anybody else that stands there and preaches success?
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, Steve's not going to be there.
Right.
Right. So, right. You know, so you won't be able to talk about his shoes or his suits or anything like that. But, you know, but with that said, people hope to walk away with some stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's interesting is Steve started this when his first book, Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, came out. And he was committed to helping people not just read about the principles that have helped him succeed, but also how do you apply that to your own life beyond the words? He wanted to bring the book to life for people. And so he started this Act Like a Success movement to be able to reach back and show people, if you take these particular principles and share them and move them into your life, you will see change. And so my job has been to help people not just see what success is, get motivated and get inspired. But what does that mean for your situation and your circumstance? And what's great about tomorrow is that not only will Patrice be talking about her six pillars, I'll be talking about the characteristics and traits of the mindset of achievers, but people will also say, how does this relate to me, mm-hmm. my current situation, my current circumstance, and what does that mean for what I do when I get home? What does that mean for what I do Monday? I am a firm believer that vision boards are great, but what happens in the next 90 days? What happens in the next 6 months that actually gets you to make that vision board your reality? Mm-hmm. That's what they'll be experiencing tomorrow.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Steve Harvey's Act Like a Success Conference. It'll be in D.C. tomorrow. The national conference will be in D.C. tomorrow. It's been all over the U.S. already, and it's going to be only here for one day. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, calling from D.C. Jay, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just had a question for the financial expert in regards to, I mean, part of being successful is being financially sound and stable, and that's what I'm trying to get to. And I had a question about if you was looking to restore your credit or rebuild your credit. I'm 30 years old, and I joined the military back when I was 19. And I was the first person out of my family to do something, to say the least. So I was co-signing. You want a phone? Here you go. You want to get a car? Sure, I'll co-sign and help you, you know. And I kind of tore up my credit, you know. But I haven't really did anything far as credit in the last 7 years or so. And I was told that if you wait 7 to 10 years, stuff will fall off. And I'm just trying to do what's the first, like, what's the step that I could do to restore my credit? Because it's not where it should be or where it was.
Well, first of all, Jay, I just want to honor you for taking responsibility and knowing, I hope, that the way to go is not making sure that everybody else is taken care of, right? Because that didn't necessarily.
I know that now. Yeah.
That was a good lesson, and I'm glad you learned it early. One of the first things that you can do, honestly, though, is first of all, make a decision that you're ready, which it sounds like you are. So kudos mm-hmm. to you for that. But the next thing is, it sounds like you don't even know what's on your credit. What may or may not be. So it's hard to come up with a game plan when you're mm-hmm. unaware of where you even are today. So mm-hmm. you can go to freecreditreport.com, pull mm-hmm. your credit report, and look at what's still there. You know, loans and credit lines get sold and traded all the time. So don't fall for the hype that, oh, it's been some years now, it's just gone. No, there's someone probably still out there who expects you to pay that money back in some form or fashion, but you don't know until you get a game plan. And once you have that, you know, you're aware of what's on the credit, right, then you can move forward with contacting those creditors and being more proactive about what you need to do to clear it up. I'm not the person who'll say, wait for everything to fall off. You have goals. You have dreams. You want to be wealthy and successful. Then you have to take personal responsibility and take care of those responsibilities. It just kind of is what it is.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Steve Harvey Act Like a Success Conference. It's tomorrow at the Renaissance Hotel on I Street Northwest. I want to know, how do you define success for yourself? Are you there yet? I'd like to hear from you. Again, the lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, Doreen, how did you get involved with this conference? I've got about a minute left before my break.
Okay, so I had been running a coaching and training company, the Radical Success Institute, for several years. And inside of my community coaching, training, and networking, I had a coach who was actually doing work with Steve Harvey. And when he decided he wanted to start this company, she said, oh, I've got the perfect person for you. She's built training and coaching companies. She's done events around the country. She shared the stage with, you know, Susie Orman and Jillian Michaels, and she could do this for you. And so he was on board, and it's been exciting to work with him. He is committed to this mission, and he's funny as heck.
Yeah,
and
there's that, right? Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
And we've had a joy building this company and transforming people's lives all around the world.
Interesting. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to pick up the phones. That includes Donnell from Baltimore, a lot of other folks on the line now as well. So certainly give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 319-7810. Please do not hang up. I will be taking your phone calls in just a bit. And certainly, hang on, you will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.